Who would have thought it? If you've been watching cable television at all this week, it's not astronauts wearing diapers driving across the country. It's Toyotas in a runaway acceleration mode, a video of a Prius that lost control in a dramatic crash on a California highway. It's all over cable news. It's another headache for the Toyota Motor Company. But the question is, does it have anything to do with the recalls that we've been talking about so much on the program and that have plagued the Toyota Motor Company? Paul Eisenstein joins us, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, which publishes, which covers the auto industry. He joins us from Detroit. Good morning again, Paul.
Hi, John. Good to be with you.
I mean, I'm having trouble connecting this dramatic video with the actual recalls. How do you go about putting the dramatic pictures with the actual facts that Toyota is faced with here?
Well, that's a problem. There's going to be a lot of people trying to figure out exactly how to connect it. The curious thing, it appears this gentleman stopped in at his dealership, said he had a problem with his accelerator, was told that, no, the car is okay, drove it, and then had the accelerator race out of control. And right now, everybody's trying to figure out exactly what caused this issue. It does appear that he did have a runaway car. This wasn't just a case of, as some reports have indicated, people who just somehow pressed on the gas pedal instead of the brake or the like. But this complicates matters because, as you've probably heard, we've also now received going up to 100, nearly 100 reports of people complaining that they have had their Toyotas fixed according to the recalls that the company has issued. And after having the cars fixed, they've experienced racing Toyotas again.
Right.
Their cars have again gone out of control. The question is, what's causing this? Does Toyota really know what the problem is, whether it be carpets that trap the accelerator or sticky accelerators they're supposedly repairing by sticking these shims of metal inside?
Or the electronics, which they've denied is an issue. You know, it seems broadly in the culture of car, of automotive technology, which I know you've covered your entire career. You know, if unsafe at any speed, the old Ralph Nader takedown of Corvair was you know, the 1960s. The Ford, the gas tank explosion problem was sort of late 20th century. This is a real 21st century problem where the car kind of takes over, becomes possessed, and drives away. It's a real nightmare for Toyota.
No, there's no question. This is an absolute nightmare. Now, the company is desperately trying to gain the upper hand. They did a very well-staged news event on Monday in which they tore apart a presentation that had been made to Congress last month. You may recall Professor Gilbert of Southern Illinois University had indicated that he could reproduce runaway Toyotas by making very slight modifications, which he claimed could happen in the real world. Toyota wound up showing that those modifications really can't occur in the real world, and if you did the same thing to almost anybody else's product, you'd wind up having the same sort of experience.
Though, Paul, if people stop trusting all the electronics in their cars, that's a huge headache for everyone in this business.
Oh, there's no question. And one of the big problems that could come out of this is that the government is going to wind up cracking down on all automakers because we have a lot of safety issues, including some of these problems, occurring elsewhere. Nobody knows why, and it may mean a serious crackdown to try to prevent problems everywhere you look with all sorts of brands beyond Toyota.
Thanks, Paul. DetroitBureau.com. Paul Eisenstein covers the auto industry from Detroit.